Sunday. So good to me. Sunday morning, it was all I hoped it would be.
I'm not sure I'm going to make you listen to that every week, but I had to do it once.
Well, Marco just died, so I don't know if we can play it every week.
Yeah! Football Sunday! I remember it sounding better, but it works. Oh. All right.
I'm going to need a few minutes.
You're going to need a few minutes.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Football Sunday. Good to me. All right, let's get to the picks. If you remember how we do it, because we're pressed on time, I don't want to spend too much time laughing. We do five picks, three other games, and obviously the two locals. Even when it's Monday night, we'll still do it today. Those are the five picks. Last year, again, I think we all did fairly well. By the end, I might have just snuck under 500 or right around 500, but all of us had pretty good years. But Marco had one of those special years. He's going to go last today, and then on the other side of the update, we're going to do our famous Take a Chance parlay. But right now, again, five picks, three other games, and the two locals. Fliegelman, you're up first.
All right, hopefully we take some time because it looks like Marco won't be able to make his picks for quite a while. And Marco gets to go last because he won last year. I had 11 games over 500. You would think normally it's good enough, but not with the year Marco had. Starting off this year, game number one, I'm going to take the Texans laying the 2.5 at the Colts. I know all the trends for, you know, division rivals and home dogs and division rivals as a home dog, but I think there's a little bit of a too bullish feeling on the Colts from the NFL community. You know, their over-unders right at 8.5. Anthony Richardson has played 17 games since he was a senior in high school. He missed most of last season. The Colts were better when Gardner Minshew was on the field than they were when Anthony Richardson was the quarterback. There might be some talent there, but it could take a little bit of time to develop. And this Texans team, I do believe in them. I don't think last year was a fluke. They have the quarterback and C.J. Stroud. They added Mixon. They added Diggs. You give D'Amico Ryans, a defensive coach, another year to work with that defense. We know what he inherited was not very good. Another year to keep turning it around. I believe in the Texans, so I take them to win in week one. Game number two, going with the Cardinals plus 6.5. Now, in reality, I bet this game when it was still at a touchdown, so I don't feel as confident as I did a couple weeks ago. It's come down, but I think it's come down because I believe in the Cardinals. I think a lot of other people do. I don't know if they'll win this game going to Buffalo, but I think this Cardinals offense is going to be pretty good, sneaky good. Kyler Murray looked good at the end of last season. They add Marvin Harrison Jr., and the Bills defense is missing a lot. They lose the two safeties. Matt Milano's out until at least December. Obviously, we know Diggs is gone, everything they lost on offense. So I think the Bills will still be a good team, but I think the Cardinals keep this one close. Game number three, Bengals laying the 8.5. I thought this line would be over a touchdown, or over 10 points, excuse me. I know Ja'Marr Chase hasn't been at most of training camp. I don't think any of it matters. I know Bart even is banged up. I don't see how this Patriots team is going to even be competitive this season. This game, Bengals, I think they blow them out of the water in game number three. For the locals, give me the Giants plus 1.5. You and I have talked about it all week. You know, there's so much from a betting perspective that says bet the Vikings because this line just doesn't make a ton of sense, but I can't bet Sam Darnold as a road favorite until he proves to me that he's worthy of that. And I've seen these two head coaches go head-to-head before.
Yep.
And the last time they did so, Brian Daboll looked a whole heck of a lot better.
Yep.
So I know all the problems the Giants have. I don't think they're a better team. I don't think they'll finish with a better record than the Vikings. But in Sam Darnold's first game as the Vikings starter, give me the Giants at home plus 1.5. And Monday night, I would love to pick the Jets. I picked the Jets last year in week one, and we won that game. We covered as the Jets won. But in San Fran, I'm just going to be picking against the Jets until hopefully quickly, if not week one, week two, they give me a reason to jump on them. This line has come down. I think there's a good chance the Jets covered, but maybe this is an emotional hedge. I'm going to lay the 4.5 with the Niners.
All right, so we got the Texans, Cardinals, Cincinnati, Giants, and Niners for Fliegelman. I'm going to go next. I'm going to take my first game. I'm going to go Pittsburgh plus 3.5 against Atlanta. I know their offense stinks. I know who the quarterback is. I get it. But I trust Tomlin as a road dog as much as anyone in this NFL, and that defense is legit. And you got Cousins coming off an Achilles injury. Now, I know we all expect he does have some weapons, and I know a lot of people are high on this Atlanta team. I think it's too early. to assume you're going to get the best of Cousins and this offense. I think it's going to take some time. Again, this is the first time he's going to step back and, you know, make a throw in an NFL game off of an Achilles injury. And I just love this defense. With Watt, I think this is a legitimately good defense, and I trust the coach in this spot. So give me Pittsburgh plus 3.5. Other game I'm going to take here is Jacksonville in Miami. I'm going to take Jacksonville plus 3.5. Miami's got no Ramsey. I'm assuming he's not going to play in the game. He's got a calf injury or a hamstring injury. And obviously no Chubb. That defense, to me, is not very good. And if you remember, this Jacksonville team was on its way to being possibly the 1 or 2 seed in this conference before the injury to Lawrence. I still trust this Super Bowl winning coach, Peterson. I trust this quarterback. I like this team. And I just think 3.5 against the Miami team that, you know, people are down on. Defensively, they're not very good. And that offense, I know the weather was supposed to be bad. It looks like it's going to be okay. And the rain is, there was thoughts of a possible monsoon in Miami. I don't think we're going to get that. But still, this offense is such about timing. And when you start the year that way, I'm always hesitant about a first game of the season. Plus, I don't like their defense. And I just think Jacksonville is going to come out, and this coach and quarterback are going to have a chip on their shoulder in the way they blew the season last year. So give me the Jags plus 3.5. And then I'm going to take my one favorite here. I felt like I had to take one. I'm actually going to take Seattle here. I just think Denver's defense is pitiful, and you're starting with a rookie quarterback. Now, I think Denver and the coach are going to figure out Knicks, and that this offense could actually be okay because, you know, Knicks is like the oldest rookie quarterback of all time. I think he's probably the most ready to step in and play inside an offense. And, of course, the coach is a Hall of Fame coach, although maybe he's slightly overrated. And I think there will be a time for Denver to be okay in this lousy division of theirs other than the Chiefs, but it's not game one. And I think Seattle and this offense figure out a way, plus that defensive front and that defensive line is, you know, one of the better ones in the league. I just think it's going to be a tough day for this Denver team. So give me Seattle minus 5.5. against Denver, and then I got to do it. I'm going to go to Giants plus 1.5 as well. We talked about it a lot, and I do think this is a Dable game. Dable on the record, obviously, now making the play calls. Same game against a Vikings team that he had that performance, and the quarterback had that performance against Minnesota. And again, Sam, all the things Fliegelman just said, we've been talking about it all week. Sam Darnold coming into this spot against this Giants team that I know the defensive backfield is tough. They did add Adoree Jackson. Hopefully that helps. But I think the defensive front can be pretty good. And hopefully Burns and Thibodeau can get after Sam Darnold, make him see ghosts. I hate to bring that up and take that low-hanging fruit, but I'll do it. And then, ultimately, this offense, Brian Daboll has got to do it, and he's got to do it now. And it's been on the record. He feels like he's coaching for his job. If they don't win, Daniel Jones and his contract, we've talked about it. Like, it has to start right now. At home, against this team that I think they can beat, with this offense, the new wide receiving core, I just think this is a spot. Brian Daboll and this team is going to be ready for this game. And I think they, ultimately, I disagree with you. I think the Vikings might have a rough year. But I think this Giants team is better than this Viking team coming in. I'm going to take the Giants plus 1.5 as home dogs. And then I love the Jets. I've talked about it here for the first hour of the show. I'm taking the Jets plus 4.5. I think there's a Super Bowl hangover. I gave you the number. It's like 5-19 Super Bowl teams that lost the game come back week one the next year. They're 5-19 against the spread historically. There is a bit of a Super Bowl hangover. They had their left tackle who just got into the room, their wide receiver Ayuk who just got into the room, and I think this Jet team has been waiting for this game for a year. I think they're as talented as anyone up front. I know you're worried about the a little bit of a pass rush there, but the revamped offensive line, Aaron Rodgers and the explosive talent from the wide receiving core and the running game. I just think they are going to surprise the Niners. 4.5 is a bit much for me. I know it moved a point when Williams came back. I think this is a field goal game. So give me the Jets plus 4.5. So I got Pittsburgh, Jacksonville, Seattle, the Giants, and Jets. Marco.
All right, look, week one, we say this all the time, and I'm going to say it again. Week one's hard because you really don't know, and you got a lot of new head coaches.
Some people love betting week one. I hate it. I'm not a huge week one guy either.
There's no way. Because with the new coaches, with the new players in new spots, Everybody's got a different wrinkle, and you haven't had a chance to see it on film. Teams are going to look better than they're going to look through most of the season, and some teams that are really good are just not going to look the way they're supposed to.
Yeah.
So every week one is a feel-out for all of these teams, the new kickoff rule, who's going to have the penalties. Yeah. We saw.
All right, stop prefacing why you're going to have a bad week. No. You know you this had an unbelievable year last year.
This is
year.
Not about me. This all is right. about everybody. So just be careful about week one. It's not exactly going to be a tell-all for the entire season.
Right, of course.
That said, there are some of the games that are we're thinking alike, so I'm not going to belabor some of the points. I'm with Fleegs on the Texans laying the 2.5 against the Colts. It's on the road, but I do believe in C.J. Stroud. I love this Texans team. I do think that they're set up for maybe not quite the expectation that everybody has them going from divisional playoff to, hey, maybe they make the Super Bowl run. That might be a bit much, but Stroud is for real, and I don't really think the Colts are for real. I'm not a big Richardson guy until I actually see him play. Call me crazy. Yeah. I want to see him do something other than run because I haven't seen it yet. So in this spot, in the first game of the season, I do like the Texans, again, laying the 2.5. I'm also with Fleegs with the Bengals laying the 8.5 against the Patriots. This is partly because the Patriots are going to be awful, just awful all season long. This is probably the number one pick in the draft. I don't know when we see Drake May, likely somewhat soon, but I don't even like the way Gerard Mayo handled that whole situation.
Yeah.
This whole thing just stinks all the way through with New England, which is fun to see. And I also think the Bengals are going to come out with a point to prove the Jamar Chase stuff, T. Higgins. I don't think they care. I think they're going to beat up on a bad team. They're going to enjoy it, and they're going to have some fun. They'll be one of the few teams that have a laugher to open up the season. The third game for me, give me the Saints laying the 3.5 against the Panthers. Hate the hook, but I'm going to take it anyway. They're at home. Derek Carr, they fly under the radar. Dennis Allen's going to be fired at the end of the year. They're not very good. No. They're okay. They're almost the definition of mid, but the Panthers stink. And I don't know if they're going to be able to, whether it's, you know, the new head coach, they're going to find not in week one. I don't buy it. Give me the Saints laying the 3.5. For the locals, I'm on an island here, and I'm in a different spot than most of the time, and I feel uncomfortable. I'm one of the few that think the Giants are actually going to be primed for a really good season.
Okay.
And a playoff push.
There you go.
I believe in Brian Daboll. I believe in the regime. I love that he's calling the plays. I think their running game is going to be better without Saquon Barkley. I truly believe that. It's partly the offensive line. It's more on the fact that their offense was waiting for Saquon Barkley to pop a big run, and they stood around watching it. I give you the analogy of a basketball team where it's 1-on-5. Carmelo Anthony gets everybody else, and they all watch him go make a play. All that's gone. And I think this is going to be a mentality of us against the world. I love the mentality I've seen from the Giants in the preseason and training camp with Daboll, with Jones, all of it. I think this starts the run. I love the Giants with the 1.5, so I'm with you guys on that. But this is not a straight Sam Darnold stinks. He's going to eventually throw a pick, which he will. Yeah. But this is more of, I think this is the step the Giants need to get off on the right foot to possibly get in the playoffs. I also like the Jets on the 4.5 on the road with the 49ers. They may not win, but I have a hard time believing that these two teams, that this is going to be a runaway. Even if this is a backdoor where you're down 10 and Aaron Rodgers leads you down the field and you get it, I don't care. This is a 3-point game. I can see the Jets winning. I'm not going to sit here and tell you guarantee that they do, but I have a hard time believing the 49ers cover 4.5 with all the issues they've had, Trent Williams, the Ayuk, all that. Opening day, Monday night, against Rodgers and crew, and the Jets definitely have something to prove. So Saints laying the 3.5, Texans 2.5, Bengals 8.5. Give me the Giants plus 1.5 against the Vikings, and the Jets on the road plus the 4.5 against the Niners.
If you change your mind,
take a chance
on the first in line.
Take a chance
on the arms still free.
Take a chance
on me.
It's been such a long year.
Let me know, gonna be around.
Here it comes.
Place to go when you're feeling down.
Coming back to me now. 405 McMonagle here with you. All right, a quick little take a chance parlay. This is where I like to give you a parlay. Three underdogs. All have to be, well, you know what? Forget it. Just three underdogs. That's it. We'll work on, as the weeks go on, we'll make it harder that you have to hit a certain mark. We'll just do three underdogs in the take a chance parlay, and we're going to work it into the overall record as well, because it's got to mean something. We got to have a prize at the end of it. Someone's got to hit it.
Prize?
Yeah, prize. Steak dinner, me and you, Marco.
Ooh.
How about that? I will figure it out, but go ahead. Fliegelman. You start, bud. I know you. I was expecting you to like come back with the steak dinner
line.
Is
that what you wanted?
Yeah. You gave me nothing. No. You said, ooh.
Yeah.
It's been a thing for us, the steak dinner. We've had conversations.
You wanted to go back to that? We're going to go back to the...
What's the whole conversation? You got to get the wedge.
Ah, the wedge. Yeah, the cell. Yeah.
I just thought you'd have something.
Yeah, because iceberg is cold. Yeah, no. Yeah, I remember.
Get Fliegelman.
So at least for this week, the rule of one of these has to be more than a field goal. That's gone?
Yeah, what the hell?
All right, so that actually makes this a little bit easier for me.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you know, I like the Giants. We just went over that. I'm going to go with the Packers tonight. I felt a little bit better about this game before finding out that the Eagles are staying right by the stadium and the Packers are going to have like a 1.5-hour to 2-hour commute to the stadium tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
But
Thank you, NFL.
This whole situation, yeah, I mean, this is a disaster by the NFL, but where this should be an Eagles home game, you're basically getting these teams on a neutral field. So as much as I think the Eagles are the better team, anything can happen. So I think that's the perfect time to take a chance on the underdog. So give me the Packers plus the 2.5 there or to win outright. And then the third one, if I'm staying away from the bigger spreads, the Cowboys at the Browns. This is just one of the weirder games on the schedule. All summer I thought I would be hammering the Browns in this spot, but now they have the injuries to the offensive line.
Yep.
The Cowboys, I know, are playing a couple rookies on the line. There's all the drama going on there with Jerry and their weird summer that they've had. But I don't know. The last taste of the Browns defense from last year did not leave a whole lot to be desired. Now, I know that was on the road. This was at home. But I think the Cowboys might have the kind of personnel that, if they approach this correctly with their passing game, can beat the Browns. And Deshaun Watson is still a huge question mark.
Yeah, I mean, that's where I'm. I'll start there because I have them, and I wanted to do different teams than the underdogs I took as well. So I was going to go with I went with the Cowboys as well. I agree with you. I just, Watson, the injury, I've heard and read and seen, like, it just doesn't seem to be coming out of his hand good at all. Like, he is just, I have no idea what they're going to be offensively. None. And the defense was so good at home last year, like, historically good. I just have a hard time believing it's going to be that good again. And I think Dak has a chip on his shoulder. Obviously, that passing game can be dynamic and Lamb. So I would take a chance, too, with the Cowboys getting 2.5 points on the road. I'm going to go back to my Jacksonville as the one team that I'm going to, you know, regurgitate here and give you. I really like Jacksonville at Miami. And then the other team I'm going to give you is the Panthers. I don't like the coach, and I don't like the quarterback of the Saints, plain and simple. And I think the Panthers are going to be a little bit better. You know, they've got the new head coach who was the quarterback coach for Canales was the quarterback coach for Geno Smith when he made his resurgence in Seattle. And he was the quarterback coach last year when Baker Mayfield had his career year with Tampa Bay. I'm hoping he has something to help this young and actually get something out of him. They're a trendy little pick inside that division. Like, I honestly think the Panthers are going to be a lot better than people think. And I can't stand Carr and I can't stand Dennis Allen. Like, I don't think either of them are any good. So give me the Panthers, Jacksonville, Cowboys.
All right, look, I'm not going to go over the Giants. We did that, so I'm going to pick the Giants in this one, too. I'm with Fleegas taking the Packers. I don't like the two-hour ride. Thank you, NFL, again. But I do like the fact of this is kind of like coach. I'm giving the edge to LaFleur over Sirianni with all the issues that Sirianni had with his team. I do like the Packers to have a little bit more focus in a really, really difficult spot playing in Brazil.
Yeah.
But give me the Packers. The other one, I like the fact that we're going head-to-head on some of the picks and going head-to-head on one of the taking the chance.
There you go.
Give me the Broncos.
Okay.
It's 5.5 because you guys are afraid of the big spreads. So I went after one of the bigger spreads, and I wanted to see if I could find something. I like the idea. I don't think Bo Nix is going to be a great quarterback. I think he's going to be an average one. But I think in week one, Sean Payton's got his guy. I don't think Nix is going to be overwhelmed, if you will, in Seattle, the 12th man and all that nonsense. He's been playing, I don't know, 35, 40 years. It feels like I've been watching Bo Nix. I think Payton's got his guy, and he's going to have enough of the short passing, and it's not Pete Carroll on the other side. As much as Mike McDonald's a defensive coach, and that's his game plan, and this is also his first game as a head coach, and I feel like Sean Payton could take advantage of the rookie head coach with his guy and get that short passing game going, and then the Broncos will inevitably fall apart like the Saints will. But in week one, like I said, it could be a mirage.
Yeah.
So for the three, take a chance. Give me the Packers, give me the Giants, and give me the Broncos.
Yeah, the one thing with the Seattle defense and McDonald is that the thought is it's a very complicated defense that might take more than a few weeks to instill and get, you know, the Seattle team understanding it and playing it at a high level. So I can see that, but I disagree with the 12th man. That's a tough place to go play your first ever start. I know
100%.
He's older. I know he's older, but that's a tough place to go play your first career game. And their defense is atrocious. That's probably the worst defense in the league right now. So I think Seattle. But I hear you. There's a reason why
we're taking a chance, right?
No, of course you're right.
I also wanted to find a spread that was somewhat decent. I mean, again, we're taking games that are 1.5, 2 points. I mean, take a chance on one.
No, I took them all. They're all like three. All my guys are three. Only Fleegan is. You took the Giants. What are you talking about? 1.5.
Right. That's why I went for a game that was 5.5.
Yeah. See, I like to go with like all of them at least three. You guys are these like tight little games, and then you'll throw the one out there.
Great. Other than using the Cardinals, which I did in my regular yeah, picks, the only more than 3-point favorite is right, and I won't go there yet.
I wanted to.
That my right Cowboys, as a tortured Jets fan, I get to take that game out.
Yeah. Listen, I think they have a really good chance to win. I really do. I think the Jets have a very, very good chance to win. I just want to see them play. I want to see Aaron Rodgers play so badly. But honestly, I think the 49ers, it's a Super Bowl hangover. They got two very key players just getting back into the room. Like, I just think there's a chance this Jet team, who's been waiting for this for 2 years.
Are you trying to throw the chance out there as much as possible just to see if this picks up? No?
Yes? Take a chance,
yeah.
Parlay?
Is that why you're going
Did
back
say-
to it? Yeah, you went back to it quite a bit. That's like the wedge salad.
Went
you're going
back to what?
You're going back to it. That's the line. That's the word. That's what we're
chance?
Doing.
Chance?
Okay.
The word chance?
Yes.
Have I said it
a lot? That's a buzzword?
It could be.
All right.
Could be the word of the day. Mecca like a high, Mecca hiney ho.
He can't defend Cashman and Boone right now, so give him this.
I tried. I can try. No, I can't defend it, but I don't want to talk Yankees. I got criticized on, someone sent me a direct message on Twitter, very unhappy with me talking Yankees, so I don't want to do that.
Okay.
I don't want to offend
Well,
you.
Now I want to know about this steak dinner that I'm apparently not going to
well,
have gonna at like 3
yeah,
o'clock in the
but
morning.
We're going to come
so
up with a prize.
So put that together, figure it out,
we're
come up
with
a prize.
We're going to come up with a prize for the Take a Chance parlay.
You know, we don't have to constantly change the rules
the
of these games
that,
as the season
well, the
moves
only,
on.
Right.
Like the NFL season snuck up on you. You didn't realize it was coming.
Right.
You got to wait till week 6 to change the rules.
Well, not because here's the thing. With the Take a Chance parlay, there's no, like, you either hit it or you don't. There's not, like, rankings. It's not like, oh, you've hit 2 out of 3 more than I've. It's like, you got to hit it.
I'm aware.
So, like, what do we do? Like, whoever hits it the most, like, I got to come up with something.
I understand you got to come up with something, yeah. But this is like a birthday. You knew it was coming. The NFL season was here. We got to wait till week 6 to do it.
Well, for the prize,
you can't
not
figure
the
it
segment.
Out until the leaves turn and we got to get to Halloween.
Well, the segment, yeah, because you're not going to
need Snickers
hit it for the first one.
Marco, you were around. Sal had the same thing. He was making the rules as he went, and then he thought of the parlay idea.
Right.
Yeah. And like week
well,
11.
I had the idea. I had the idea of the
like,
parlay already.
Is it the overnight host? Are you guys just vampires,
yeah.
sleep deprived?
No,
you can't figure nothing out until November, December?
I just don't have the prize. The winner will get something. That's all. It's behind door number 2. I don't know what door number 2 is.
What do you mean, Indiana Jones? We got to figure out some sort of like quest?
Indiana Jones, yeah. I don't know.
We're going on a crusade to figure out the prize? You don't have to get it today. The season's a long way. You got to know what it is today.
No, I don't know. You're doing the Take a Chance parlay either way, buddy. I just surprised you with a prize. You should be happy you're getting something. Go out there and nail the picks. Don't worry about what you're going to get. What are you? I'm Indiana Jones and you're my 7-year-old son.
No,
who needs to know everything.
I need incentive, yes.
I just told you there's a prize.
No, it's not enough.
Now, why not?
I'm not looking for a ring pop. I want to see what we're doing.
Well, I need a ring pop.
Is it wedge salad? Are we talking about like some sort of bracelet? Like, I don't care about that stuff. I need to know
what
we're
doing. Well, I said the steak dinner, and it went over like a lead balloon with you. I said steak dinner, and you were like, oh, okay.
I just feel like knowing you, it's going to be a cold steak at 4 o'clock in the morning. Here's your steak.
That's ridiculous.
That's
it.
Knowing me,
you haven't been on a steak dinner in 35 years, knowing me. You don't even know what an inside of a restaurant looks like.
Go see if there's anything left from when Pat LaFrieda delivered food to the afternoon show yesterday.
I know, I saw that. I missed those days.
The picture. What the hell are we doing?
Yeah.
Nobody? Nobody could throw a half a burger on the side?
I missed those
Like
days.
A dog. Like, you can't give me a scrap? No?
No. What would you do with it?
Well,
you
Marco actually gets here early enough where he could eat it.
No kidding. I'm here at 7:30.
Right. Yeah, but you tell me you got it's either romaine lettuce and chicken or your stomach's a problem.
My stomach's a problem with everything. I can't digest water. Doesn't mean I don't eat it.
Okay. Just saying.
There are certain things that you just have to do.
I said steak dinner, and you're like, oh, okay. Is that what you're going to do? Okay.
I was surprised, and I also had an image of you bringing me a cold garbage steak
after
you went out and ate dinner and then come here on the overnight.
Yeah, that's what
I've been here for 6 or 7 hours.
I'll bring you
and
my
you throw
doggy
me,
bag.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was
that's
looking
ridiculous.
At.
That's ridiculous.
And you throw me like a ribeye that's been cooked 7 hours ago. That's what I was thinking.
That's ridiculous. And then literally you turn around and we're clamoring for a ribeye cooked 7 hours ago. That's literally what you just did. You wanted Pat LaFrieda's ribeye cooked 7 hours ago.
It's free.
Well, this one's going to be free because you won the contest. And first of all, start thinking about what you're going to do for me when I win the contest.
Right, because when I won it, there was nothing there.
Well, this year we've added the prize to the Take a Chance parlay.
So now I got to win twice. All right. I see the rule.
Oh, look at you.
I'm starting to think Brett on Long Island's phone calls are just Marco disguising his voice when he drives home. You notice they're all after 4:05 when Marco's
that's
already
a good
gone.
Point. That is a good point. I said steak dinner. We could do that. Let's go. Steak dinner. The three of us go out for a steak dinner. The guy who hit the most Take a Chance parlays doesn't have to pay.
I'm in.
Okay. That's it. We figured it out right now. Free steak dinner for the Take a Chance parlay winner.
It's a good thing you only had, what, 5-6 months to figure this out, and you did it in like 5 minutes?
Yeah, I figured it out in 5 minutes.
Right. So you spent a lot of time thinking about this. Hmm?
The prize of the Take a Chance parlay? No, I did not. I did not. Sorry.
You should be.
Why should I be sorry? We had the segment.
Right. It's your segment.
Right.
And I'm helping you
with
your segment.
What other segment gives away things? In the, what is there a prize for the morning show? Is there a prize for everybody
I don't know what other shows do. We're worried about your show. Right now. Right. We're 6 hours from now. Right here, right now.
And I just came up with it right here, right now. What's the matter with
and
that?
And that's the point. You just came up with it at 4:16
there's
in the morning
nothing
when
wrong.
It should have been something that you had all off season to think about.
There is nothing wrong with figuring stuff out on the air and going through the thought process on air. I like it.
When you're yelling at your kids, going to Disney every year, start thinking about what you want to do for your show.
I just
when
thought
you come
about
back
it.
And get everything ready to go in September.
I just said it. And again, I said steak dinner, and you gave me the look like, oh, okay. You know you did. So then I was like, okay, maybe it's not a steak dinner. I'll come up with something. That's literally how this happened. I said, we'll do something for the winner. Maybe a steak dinner. You went, oh, okay. You want to do that? And I said, okay, well, maybe something else. And now I'm getting yelled at. Seems ridiculous. 4:17, McMonagle here with you on The Fan. Everyone, all of you, if you do one thing for me, root against Marco's Take a Chance parlay. That's it.
Just one.
Just one. All you need is one. Just root for one to be wrong, preferably the Seattle game, because I'm probably going to bet on it. So that one specifically, because the man doesn't deserve a free dinner yelling at me on my own show. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you. We'll come back with your football phone calls. We'll get into a little bit more of the Giants specifically. I spent a lot of the first hour on the Jets. Let's get into a little bit more of the Giants as we get ready for this Sunday matchup against the Minnesota Vikings. See you, Marco. Bye, buddy. Enjoy. it was perfectly fine to figure that out on the fly.